This is the Neds NRL Punting Podcast with Jarrell Yao Yee, Oscar Panifex, Liam Fogarty, and Jared Timms.
We have arrived at episode 60 of the Neds NRL Punting Podcast, and to a far lesser extent, week two of the 2023 NRL Final Series. Don't really care too much about that, just our own numbers. My name is Jared Timms. Welcome, punters. With me, the only man that has been here for every 60 episodes, all 60 episodes, I should say, of the NRL Punting Podcast.
Well, don't get used to it because my NRL career got to 63, so...
Oh, of course.
I might fall over and break the other my vocal cords and we'll never come back.
Oh, no.
We'll never send me again.
Deary me. He's trying so hard to get those vocal cords back.
No, don't say that.
This is too weird.
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought about
it. It's good to be here. Finals footy. How good was the weekend? And we got more this weekend. Weekend coming and then the big one.
Absolutely outstanding. Can't wait for it.
Three more eps.
Also.
That's weird. This is weird. Oh, no.
Really? It's all lining up horrifically, isn't it? Deary me. Welcome also rugby league writers, Oscar Panifex.
Yeah, thank you. Just don't go outside, Jarrell, for the next 3 weeks.
Don't worry.
Sit in the chair.
Don't worry.
Yeah, anyway.
You know me, I can stay inside.
Go for a browse.
Yeah. The hoodie on.
that's an image.
Summer, I'm sweating.
Deary me.
This is like, it's not even a grim start to a podcast like we've had before, but we have just covered some ground here.
Oh, yeah, we're covering stuff. Don't worry.
Hear me. And finally, what the hell? I thought this guy was supposed to be bald under here. Hello. Liam Fogarty from Neds. Boys, how are you?
Call me Jack White, and I am chomping at the bit to get into this
Very good. Well, let's start with that then. That was a little bit further down my list, but Jarrell and I had a good chat about it this morning. Oscar, is Jack Whiten a biter?
Oh, no.
I hope not.
Oh, no.
Because I'd like him to play for the Bunnies in Vegas.
Is South Sydney's own Jack Whiten a biter?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jack Whiten. I can see both sides of it, I think.
Tyson Gamble's come out today as well. And he's just gone, look, I'm a big... He goes, look, it happened in the moment, but I'm not going to comment anymore because whatever happens on the field stays on the field. Which I like the stance of where... I love where Tyson Gamble comes from. I love how he plays the game. He can be... A bit of a pain in the ass sometimes if you are playing him, but that's the way he plays his footy, Tyson does. And, I mean, there's even been some cross-platforming on some podcasts here. I believe Willie Mason come out and said that they have the shittest spine in the competition.
Yeah.
And sorry about this one, Rich, but he's come out and said, well, Willie can get I love it.
It was a good chat.
He's obviously sticking up for himself and his side and how far he's got him because they've gone 10 on the trot.
Yeah.
I mean, but back on the Jack Whiten thing, I think he's a biter, unfortunately.
You do?
I just don't think the camera angles have got it. I think he's got a case, so he probably gets away with it.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. I reckon you might be a bit of a biter, Liam. What did you think of this?
I think it was hard to argue. You could clearly see, the mark on his arm and he literally said look at the slobber and he had a shiny old wrist.
Look at the slobber.
It was a slobbery one.
He was
pretty hard to get away from that one.
Yeah.
It could have turned though because we all know we'll see how Tyson Gamble plays the game.
Yeah.
It could have turned worse for
he's probably had it coming too.
He probably deserves a bit more than a bite.
Most biteable man in the NRL.
It looks pretty yummy.
One man, one bite. I think he's lucky to get away with it if he goes. Well, he's been sent to the judiciary. If they had fallen out of the competition, I think Tyson Gamble maybe he would have said something different.
He would still be talking about it because
but because they won, he's obviously got other things on his mind, and that's New Zealand. And we move on. But I think unfortunately for Jack. He was Hungry Jack.
Hungry Jack. That's too easy. He dropped that one in our video this morning too. You've clearly not watched that.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for the support.
All right. Before we look ahead to the semi-finals, the season ended for two clubs this last weekend. Let's start with the Sharks. 1 point separated them from the Roosters. Mm. Very unlucky not to get there in the end. A regression from last year, do you think, Oscar?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I wouldn't say they've improved out of sight,
But I think the squad they've finished this year with is better than the squad they finished last year with.
Okay.
I think Braden Trindle is going to be playing in the halves for a long time in the NRL. I really like how he's developing. Their squad depth with guys like Connor Tracy stepping in for, like, I think it's fair to say they probably missed Will Kennedy in that game.
Yeah.
I still think he's underrated with what he brings to their attack. But in saying that, Connor did a hell of a job, and I don't think they've gotten worse. I had a look in the last 5 minutes, in the last 8 minutes, Cronulla made 5 errors in that game.
Wow.
If you include the 2 missed field goal, the 2 charge down attempts from Nico Hines, that's 5 errors, a couple of drop balls, and a penalty from memory. So
I'd love to see what the, you know, if they had any stats from last year's final to see if they had any errors like that in the last couple of minutes, because I felt like they fell off the last little bit of that sudden death. And was that that was a field goal last year as well, I believe, with the Cowboys.
It was, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, they got their home final, what they wanted down there with 12,500.
Yep.
You know, they got everything they wanted to have to put them in a great position, but they just couldn't ice it. And it seems like, unfortunately for Craig Fitzgibbon, that's the taste in their mouth at the moment at the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to put it all on Nico.
I thought he played a great game.
He had 87 touches.
Yeah.
So both their tries came through his hands. I think, sure, there are things that he can do better, but I certainly wouldn't be putting that loss down to Nico.
He definitely had something to prove.
Yeah.
You know, like, he wanted obviously to go out there and ice that game, and I said they didn't, because they were up, 16-6 when a man down.
Yep.
I mean, the best players in the game ice those games.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not just saying it's just on him, but I'm just saying, like, the best teams in the comp ice those games. And unfortunately for the Sharks, they were on slippery ice.
Next year will be their third with Fitzgibbon in charge.
Yep.
So should we be keeping an eye on them then, do you think?
Yeah, and I think they've got some good players coming through. I think Tom Hazelton is an exciting young prop. I think Jesse Colquhoun had some nice moments this year.
Have they acquired anyone like big?
Not that I can think of, no, but they'll get Teague Wilton back. Guys like Braden Hamlin-Uele and Toby Rudolph and Royce Hunt, I think they're all coming into their prime. So Blake Brayley's only going to get better.
It's a good forward back, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a really good forward back.
They've got a really, really well-balanced squad. Two great wingers, strike centres, decent halves, good hooker. Yeah, they're going to be okay.
And if you look at it as like rookie coaches, I mean, that's his second year in the game. We talk about, you know, Seraldo being his first year and where he sit. Mm. When Craig Fitzgibbon took over, they weren't anywhere near where they were. So, I mean, you can take both sides of it. You can run them down to the lowest if you want, or you can get a jump on the bandwagon as well.
Mm.
They're a good outfit. They just need to go that extra mile, and I think next year is going to really see and show where the Sharks will be for the next 5 or 6 years.
The Raiders pushed the Red Hot Knights to extra time. Fair to say they've exceeded expectations this year, do you think, Gerald?
Oh, look, I mean,
I thought they'd come 14th, honestly.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
We
sat here probably after about round 20, and we looked and went, the Raiders are coming 4th.
Yeah.
So I think, you know what I mean? We were like sitting here going, how are they flying under the radar, and how are they finishing so high on the ladder?
Yeah.
They ended up finishing not where they wanted to be, obviously, because they didn't get that home final. I think it would have been a really big beneficial, been very beneficial for them to have that home final. But unfortunately, they had it in Newcastle. They almost had the game.
Mm.
Like, there were times in that game where I thought, well, Newcastle are gone here. But as they do, Newcastle, I mean, what about the Hunter? Like, geez, it was vibing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely, I wanted, for the game of rugby league, I wanted to see another final there this week.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go and play there in a finals if you're not playing for the Knights, would you?
But you know what? I think Ricky Stewart and the Raiders thrive on that type of stuff.
True.
Like, I feel like they're a side that really thrive, and because I had them written off. I thought the Knights run away with this one pretty easily.
Yeah, but
I think we all
said that during the week.
Yeah, I think we all had that as
Knights
well.
Knights 13 plus.
But you know what?
I changed my tune on Saturday.
That's a beautiful thing about finals footy. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, when what's his name went over on the Hooter, like Starling went over on the Hooter. I mean, he was loving life. I mean, it shows how much passion I think Ricky Shorts brings to their game.
Definitely.
You know, and what he wants out
he's
of his players.
He's built for finals. He's a finals coach.
Yeah definitely. Yeah. And unfortunately for them, they bowed out in probably the way that I thought it was going to go to double extra time. You know, and it was. I don't think it was. I think it was a soft penalty, but it was a penalty.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked.
Was it for the head high? Or was it for the offside?
No, it was a head high.
Because I thought I saw Graham Annesley talking about how Hudson Young was offside and therefore the penalty was
I think he
fair.
Was saying that they were offside. He was probably going to give the penalty away if they didn't. He was going to give a repeat set. I think he was going to give a repeat set if it wasn't a head high anyway. So they would have got another set of six on their line. But, I mean, both sides were defending well. But, you know, in that period, and they just looked like they couldn't. Either side didn't look like they were going to kick a field goal. Mm. They look scattered,
well,
both sides.
I thought Knights looked far better than Canberra. I mean, they Canberra.
What about off the scrum?
That's what I was going to say.
What
kings
the hell?
Like, they didn't shoot off the scrum and then they ended up kicking on fourth or fifth tackle to the corner.
That
is
probably the easiest setup you can have in the game.
It was the worst
Someone
kings
sits
I've ever
right
seen.
Back behind the scrum.
Yep.
The lock just passes it straight back and you kick a field goal. They ruined that opportunity.
Yeah.
They really did. But it's going to be some good footy this weekend as well.
Yeah, boys.
Like, really good footy this weekend.
Well, the Panthers and Broncos proceed straight to a prelim final. They beat the Warriors and the Storm, respectively. Unfortunately, the big talking point out of those two games, though, Ryan Pappenhausen suffering another horrible injury that could see another lengthy stint on the sideline. Jarrell, there probably isn't an athlete in Australia that can probably talk more personally to this than you.
Yeah.
What lies ahead for Paps? How were you actually when you saw?
I was rattled. I was honestly rattled. I was at home sober, watching the footy game, which is very rare for me.
Already a terrible situation.
Watching it with my family actually, and it was I just couldn't believe, like, it was too similar, the situation.
Yeah.
Just the way he reacted to it.
Yeah.
The way I seen his ankle, you know, in a really weird way. My story this week is actually about my injury in Perth and what happened at the hospital and stuff, because it's pretty funny. To me it is anyway. But I've actually had time and had a conversation with Ryan Pappenhausen. And
you have?
I've reached out to him and we've had a bit of a conversation, and he only just had left Brisbane 2 days yesterday. He'd been here since Friday. That would have been, you know, Monday. Obviously he'd head back to Sydney, and then he's going to see some more specialists in Sydney, and then he's heading back to Melbourne as well. So I don't think they haven't left anything unturned, like any stone unturned with this injury. The best thing they've done is they've had the surgery. They've kept him for a couple of more days than he probably should have stayed, just to make sure everything was okay. And then obviously he heads back. But he was saying that it is he did do a dislocation, unfortunately, like a small one, but he has a few breaks as well. Yep. So, and I think that's what's been reported. That's come out of what's everything that happened. But I've just given my support to him and just said, look, mate, if you need anything, I'll just give my number. And I said, this is my number. If you want give me a call or even just show me a message if you need any guidance through anything, I'm probably a pretty good person to talk to, so just let me know.
Absolutely. Pretty obvious thing to say, though. It's a long road ahead for Paps, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, what, he was 76 days out from his patella.
It won't be that long.
No.
It shouldn't be that long.
It shouldn't be, but just what I'm saying is, like, coming off that, going back into a game, having two games, and then having another injury, that's pretty major.
Yeah.
He's 25. He's still got a little bit on his on his side, young. But it's just like, unfortunately for him, it's, you know, it's basically 2 years out of the game.
Yeah.
Where he could have been playing and could have been sharpening his tools in this game of rugby league. So
playing Origin.
Exactly. Yeah. He probably could have been. So, and I mean, look, in the next couple of years, it looks like they're probably going to need a fullback.
Yeah.
With Teddy, you know, sort of getting towards the end of his career in the next couple. And yeah, I just feel so sorry for him. Look, you can see the reaction from, like, a lot of people. It really put a damper on that game a little bit.
Yeah,
like, that back end, like, we knew it was one, but it was just like, even talking to some of the players after the game, like some of the Bronx boys, they were just like, it was sort of weird and hard to find something after that.
Yeah. It's hard to celebrate after something.
Yeah,
like that,
it sucked the life out of the crowd.
Yeah,
like, I was there, and then Cobbo went over straight after, and everyone just felt bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good feeling at all.
So I just wish him all the best.
Well, it speaks volumes about the character that he is.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's one of the most liked characters in rugby league.
Yep.
I just hope, as well as Ryan, I hope Big Nelson Asofa Solomona is okay.
Yeah,
well,
because, I mean, it's a freak accident. You can't do anything about it.
And he's one of those guys that plays the game on the line, but that wasn't a result of him being, you know, a hot-headed, aggressive player.
Sure.
It was just an awful accident.
Wrong place, wrong time.
And you can see his body language after, like, you know, in the break in play and everything as well. He was just standing off by himself in the in goal. Mm. I just hope, and I'm sure they are checking up on Big Nelson as well.
They'll have all the right people around them to make sure both of those boys are all right. Yep. And let's hope Big Pappy, I know that's not his name, but let's hope Big Pappy gets
We'll be calling him that now. Well, fingers crossed for him. That is absolutely awful. Let's look ahead to week two of the finals, though, guys. On Friday night, the Storm hosts the Roosters for a place in the prelims. Now, the Storm have opened $1.28 favourites to the Roosters, $3.75. It's a line of 10.5 points when we're recording on Tuesday afternoon. Price is subject to change, of course. Oscar, how do you see this one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. I think Melbourne really struggled to contain Payne Haas and Pat Carrigan last week. Yeah. I mean, all the Broncos played well, but those two guys in particular, Carrigan, 21 runs for 193 metres, 85 post-contact and two offloads. And then Haas, 17 runs for 180, 77 of those in post-contact and another two offloads.
Well, congratulations to you two boys, because they are the two that you singled out in the preview last week.
Like, and the way that they get going gives you guys so much room to play. You're getting over the advantage line. There's no inside pressure, so Reynolds or Ezra are allowed to dig into the line. But I was having a look at those numbers as well. I know I'm going a bit off track here, but Reynolds only touched the ball 34 times in that game.
Well, he didn't need
it. Wow.
34. So for a bit of context, last week some other halves, Cleary 73 touches, Tamati Martin as the lead playmaker 48 touches, Hines 87, Sam Walker and Luke Keary 48 and 49 each. So Reynolds as a halfback touched the least, had the least amount of receipts. But
had the most effect, I think, when he touched the ball.
Yeah, quality over quantity for sure. But you look at the rest of the numbers in that team. Reece Walsh, 32 touches. Ezra Mam, 23. And Carrigan, 30. Carrigan's almost touching the ball as much as their halfback, as well as clocking up almost 200 metres.
I hate doing this analogy, but like, because I'm a gooner, like, like honestly, like I hate putting similarities, but like Arsenal last year, they didn't have one guy score. Say, you know, we're talking about, we did like Haaland scores.
Sure.
He scored this many goals. Arsenal spread it across the park. Like it does. Teamwork makes the dream
work.
Like when everyone's firing on all cylinders, that just means you don't have to go. And it's so hard to defend then, because you go, well, who's their go-to man?
True.
No one knows. I mean, we all know where the ball's going to go if Penrith need a play.
Yeah.
You know, it's Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
In that sense, where do they think the ball's going to go? There's strike all over the park. It shows those young boys want the ball in their hand.
Yep.
And it's nice to see that that's getting... I don't think we probably would have noticed that if it wasn't a finals for the game.
Well, yeah. I didn't notice it even watching it. I looked at the numbers. I had to double check.
But like, I don't think we would have. I reckon there'd be very similar... There'd be similarities all over the year with that.
Yep.
But it just shows that they're playing good footy as a team at the moment.
Yeah. And I think Storm got punched in the face by that and they just didn't have an answer. I don't think they'll suffer the same kind of pressure from the Roosters pack, particularly without Jarrod Warrior Hargraves. I think the Chooks are still playing exceptionally well and their forward pack's stronger than their back line's going to be this week. But I think Melbourne are going to win the ruck a lot more consistently in this one, and it's going to allow Harry Grant, who had probably one of his worst games of the year last week.
Well, he took him out of it. Like, honestly, they couldn't run.
Yeah.
He could not run the ball. Like, they slowed the play of the ball down. They dominated, you know, on the ground.
Yeah, Mark is always ready.
Mark was always ready, so it was just so hard for him to get in the game. So, I think the Roosters played their final last week.
Honestly,
I think they're done, and they've been great to be even scraping to where they are to get to where they are for this game in the semi. Like, that's a win for them. That's a win from them where they were.
Yep.
But I think Melbourne ran away with this one.
I completely agree with you, honestly. Yeah. The way that they bounced back from what happened last week.
Yeah.
I thought the 13 plus for the Storm this week, $2.10.
Sounds nice.
Insane.
It does.
Value.
It does.
Yeah. All right. So
I just think that, I can see that happening. I can also see a world where the Roosters make it ugly as, and Tedesco or Brandon Smith or Sam Walker comes up with a couple of special plays and keeps it close. Mm. I like the 10.5 value in the Roosters in this one.
Okay. On Saturday, we hit across the Dutch for the Wars and the Knights. Easily the two biggest fairy tales of 2023, haven't they? The Warriors firmly entrenched in the top four for the second half of the season. The Knights won 10 games in a row to reach this point. How does this one play out?
What do you reckon, Liam?
I think this should be relatively close. I think New Zealand probably want to come out and prove a bit of a point after getting blown out against the Panthers last week.
Yep.
Newey have been red hot, but I think that, that home crowd advantage is going to be the difference maker for the Wires.
I am so excited to watch this.
Yeah, I can't remember looking forward to a game more than this season.
I'm honestly going to go out there on a limb and say this could be, apart from the grand final, this might be the highest viewed of the final series.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be massive. Like, joint with New Zealand people who are tuning in, who are going to the game, and Australia. Like, this is going to be a massive game viewed over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. And you know what? They deserve to have this. They put themselves in this situation to be there. You know, we're not handing them anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other nice thing about this is that they put themselves in this situation. Andrew Webster's done a great job over preseason and putting these guys in this position. I can't wait for them to fire back to Newcastle and see SJ back in the game. It's nice that he got to have a week off. It just shows how confident they are, I think, too.
Mm.
Because, you know, they're probably going, well, no, if we lose our main guy, you know, we're probably, and we make it to the grand final, he probably doesn't play if he plays this week.
Yeah.
So I think the old Warriors probably play him. You know, the old Warriors play him, and then he probably pulls up sore, and then they lose. They might have lost anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say there was going to be a big upset over the weekend with them, but I didn't know that SJ was going to be out either.
Yeah, it was early days when you said that.
It was early days, and I apologize to all the punters out there and all our listeners.
Well, whoever wins this gets the pleasure of getting pumped by the Bronx the next week. So.
Oh, very good.
I'll be watching it pretty close.
How do you think this one ends?
Yeah, well, I think both sides are playing with a lot of resilience at the moment. Mm. Talked about the Warriors being able to soak up pressure. Then they don't have to score first. They're happy to wait for an error. And usually it's the kicking game of Sean Johnson that helps them, you know, stay in the grind. God, they missed that last week.
They did.
Their fifth play options were just, you know, pretty poor, really, which is understandable. They didn't have a first choice kicker in
and
that
you need
outfit.
To get in that, you know, not like Manly, you need to get in that grind with Penrith. You need to get in that grind.
What kind of a try-fi is that?
A pretty good one.
Right? Yeah. For 2 weeks.
Pretty accurate one.
A very good one. You need to get in the grind with Penrith. Like, you have to. Mm. As much as some people don't like to, you have to. And that's what they just didn't do, unfortunately. They tried to, you know, they tried to win the game. Well, not win the game, but they tried to get points pretty early.
I think they did. I think they felt that maybe they couldn't have won in the grind without Sean in that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think this is going to be a real grind. I know Willie Mason talked some shit about Tyson Gamble, but I think he's doing a hell of a job of straightening the attack and creating that space for Ponga.
Should we spray him now so he gets him something? Like,
look down the lens, go get him.
You, Tyson. I want to see him play good again. Like, I do. Yeah. I really, really do.
Yeah,
I
think he's good to watch.
He's a great footy player to watch. As much as people don't like playing footy against him, it is going to be amazing to watch this game on the weekend.
I can't wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, I like the Wires. I think the Newcastle Knights have been defending really, really well on their edges. I think combinations and cohesion has a lot to do with that. They've had the same four players on each side of the field for 90% of the year. But I think the Wires can punch them straight through the middle. Like ball playing of Dylan Walker, Adam Fanua-Blake, Tohu, Wade Egan. I think that's where they're going to
I think the middle is where the Knights will get beaten as well. I mean, we've just seen over the whole year those big boys in the middle for the Warriors, you know, play that style of footy where it's really hard to stop them. They play direct.
They you can't get numbers.
Two pass
lock,
and then they get quick play the balls. And then off the back of that, you got SJ who's running off the back, you know, just showing and steering the team around. Yeah, they're going to be pretty hard to beat, but it's going to be a good footy game.
Yeah. So we're expecting the Roosters and the Knights to bow out in week two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I'm going to get splinters in my bum. That's where I'm going.
Well, we're 2-2 so far, so let's see if we can carry that through. NRLW.
Yes.
Is that the penultimate week of the regular season we've just had?
It was last, round nine this weekend is the last game of the regular season, and then finals. Top four, so there was a big upset last week. The Newcastle Knights beat the Chooks.
Yeah. Talk to us about this, because that was the one thing I took from our chat this week was you saying the Roosters doing everything they can to botch this.
Yeah, they're missing some key players right now. They've already lost Shorten Burton, who's their number 14, to an ACL, Amber Hall to a foot injury, who's their starting left edge. And then last week they lost Jess Sergis and Millie Boyle.
Yeah.
And I think they just struggled to overcome that. If they tried to play through the middle and
those are two enormous outs.
Yeah, particularly in yardage. Like, Millie's super productive. She'll take 15 to 20 hit ups a game. So they miss her going working through the middle. And then they usually, if they're struggling in yardage through the middle, they'll shift to Isabel Kelly or Jess Sergis in the centers, who are both really strong ball runners.
Yep.
And they just couldn't do it. Isabel Kelly got double marked for most of the game. The Knights did a hell of a job. They completed at 86 or 87%. And if they're doing that, Tamika Upton's good enough to win them games from there. She had three of the four tries Newcastle Knights scored were
she
because of Tamika.
Her ass off.
She's the best player in the world.
Like, she worked her ass off. I knew that she was brown bread when she made a break and she couldn't go the length.
Yeah.
Because that's not like
100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She just could not go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The legs just could not go anymore. She worked her ass off.
Yeah, she's incredible. So it sets it up. If things go the way I think they should, Newcastle and the Roosters will meet again in the grand final, which will be an absolute cracker. There's every chance that the Titans, Broncos or Raiders get there though as well. Those three will fight out for rungs 3 and 4 on the ladder this weekend. And there's some really good matchups with those teams. So the Raiders versus the Titans. Titans are third and Raiders are fifth. And the Broncos versus the Dragons, which is fourth versus sixth. So there's some really good games to keep an eye out for this weekend. I'll give Georgia Hale a shout out again. Now 373 tackles for three misses.
Three misses now.
She's
falling off the edge.
40 tackles, one miss over the weekend. So come on, Georgia, do better.
Tear that contract up.
And then Olivia Koenig, the right edge back rower for the Sydney Roosters. Her team lost, but she has to be the best back rower in the game for me at the moment. She runs a great line. She's busy in yardage. She has 6 try assists from 8 games this year.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. She's running into the line, isolating a specific defender and getting a teammate one-on-one. Yeah, I think she's put Jess Sergis over for 4 of them, and then Corbin Baxter scored one of the weekend. So, yeah, if you're watching the Chooks game, look out for Olivia Koenig.
Beautiful.
Imagine if we saw the Newcastle Knights represented in both the men's and women's NRL finals this year.
I tell you what, if the Newcastle Knights made them a grand final this year, it would be loud. It would be carnage. Can you imagine the road down to Sydney?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to, would
you?
Gosh,
it's better than Lego.
You'd have been able to write your own ticket for that double at the start of the year, wouldn't you? I mean, the Knights obviously defending NRLW champions.
The Knights were, $4 or $5 to win it.
The men's team would have been 8,000 to one, surely.
They were triple digits at one point.
What might even be nicer is the Lions go all the way here in Brisbane, the Broncos go all the way, and then the Broncos go all the way in the NRLW as well.
Shut up, Gerald. Broncos aren't winning
the NRLW. Really good to me.
We can dream.
All right, you hinted at it before. Take us back to Perth.
Yeah, well, I just, obviously over the weekend I was talking to a couple of my mates about the situation that I have. We're in Perth, obviously, and I break my ankle really, really bad. So I set the scene. 30 metres out, Peter Wallace puts a kick up. I go up for the ball, snap, break my ankle.
It's against the Rabbitohs, wasn't it?
Against the Rabbits, too, yeah.
Dylan Farrell.
Yep. Big boy.
Was it pissing down that night?
No. So you're thinking of another night we played
and there was puddles on
the field. Yeah, it was in the NT.
Okay.
Yeah, Renault kicked one into the puddle and it stopped dead.
Yeah.
For Reese
Wester. I think it was for Reese Wester.
For Wester. Wow, that's a throw.
Stopped for Reese Wester and he put it down. No, this was a different one. But the reason I'll tell this story is because it's a pretty funny one, and I got to take a funny situation out of. There's a couple of funny reasons about it. One of them, we know the great man Darren Lock, not Darren Lockie, sorry, Alfie Langer, the great man. He's been our trainer for a long time. So there's two funny situations to this one. Alf absolutely hates blood. Can't stand it. Faints.
He's in the wrong line.
He's a fainter. Really? So, you know, obviously, as I'm dying on the ground.
Glad that you found that one really funny. Yeah.
No mayo on this at all.
No. I'm sitting there and obviously my leg's dangling and I'm just like, oh no, this is so much. This is hurting so much. And I look down and obviously my sock has turned red.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never seen Alfie Langer do the biggest U-turn of his life.
Really?
He come down, he goes, and Cena goes, oh, no. He keeps running back. And to me, in that moment, I was like, I've had a little giggle in my head, but I'm still dying.
Yeah.
A green whistle goes in. Green whistle. So I'm just imagining, obviously, when I see Ryan Papenhuyzen go down, I see, you know, everyone's sort of freaking out. No one's really knowing what to do with him. So in my time, I remember Hodjo pushing my head down. He's like, don't go. And me being just stubborn who I am, I need to look. And I went up and I looked and I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't have looked. So I've almost fainted. You know when you go all tingly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, you go all tingly and I was like, oh, man, I shouldn't have looked at that. Because I'm starting to go red and I see Alf and they put me on this thing, they blow me up and they put a cask on me and they blow your leg up so it's stable.
Yeah.
Then I get put on that, the green whistle's not working and I'm like, get me out of here, and I get in the the ambulance. And I'm like, I need something. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you morphine. It's all right, it's all right. Morphine. Nothing's working. It's still not happening.
Really?
Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, that's really bad.
We're on the way there, and he's like, oh, how bad? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty fucking bad, mate. Like, just get me to the hospital, please, now. It's stinging. It's like, you know when you cut yourself and you put it underwater?
Yeah.
And that first initial stinging feeling?
Yeah.
That was like that for like 20 minutes on the way to the hospital, just like a burning feeling. Anyway, I get there. And Dane Gay guy's in the ambulance with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get there and he's holding my hand. He's just gonna be alright. Like, oh yeah, yeah. And I'm squeezing his hand. He's like, bruh, you need to relax my hand. You are killing me. And I'm just like, oh my god, I'm just in so much pain, mate. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get there and they give me this stuff. Oh, well, I don't know what the hell it was, but
what, through a drip?
Neil Armstrong, eat your heart out, because I'm on the way to space.
Really? Oh,
the moon. Anyway, this is a funny situation. I'm sitting there, and for some reason, just Perth must have had the hottest nurses ever.
I knew this was coming.
I think I had in on every single one of them. I said to one of them that she had nice tits.
Oh, no.
The other one, I said, do you want to go out on a date with me? The other one, I was asking, can I kiss you? I was hitting on them all. And they were just like, it's okay. It's truth serum. Like, it just happens to people.
It's truth.
There was a couple more vulgar things that I said that, and I'm a gentleman. Like, I'm a gentleman and a scholar. I would never say anything. But obviously, my mind running, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I just need something. I was just like, just this weird. Yeah, so I've asked about four of the nurses out on a date.
Yeah.
All declined. Then I woke up and I was like, oh, damn it, what have I done? It was a really bad situation to be in, but I made light of it.
You have found the light in that situation, that is for sure.
It's time for Fogg's Fast Five.
Back that one up with Fox Fast Five.
Back it up like a trucker.
Yeah.
There's six teams left in the NRL, boys, but only five of them don't deserve to win a comp. This week on Fox Fast Five, I'm going to tell you five teams that don't deserve to win the comp this year.
No,
I'm
looking forward to this.
Yes. Starting number one is the Roosters. Yeah. Honestly, they're quite lucky to be in the finals. They played like shit all year. Mm. We haven't rated them at all.
Oh, you
except in the start of the season. When we all rated them.
We don't need to go into details, boys. We haven't rated them at all. Miss me with the Roosters this year.
Fair.
Number four is Newcastle Knights. I think they're ruining Kalen Ponga. They're running him into the ground. Have you seen how broken he is? Bloke can barely stand up.
He's got a shoulder up here. Yeah.
It looks like Frankenstein. Nothing good happens in Newcastle. Get him out of the finals. That's
wow.
Okay. Number three is the Waz.
Yeah.
They got blown out last week by a pretty rubbish pass. Team. Yeah, don't rate them either, just quietly. I think up the Waz has been pretty cute, but I think you're delusional if you think they can make the final this year. Thanks for coming, New Zealand.
Please don't let this come and bother from your eyes.
They're done.
Yeah.
Number two is the Storm. Like, Munster summed it up pretty well last week. They played like dog shit. They are dog shit. Moving on to the worst team in the comp, I think it's Penrith. They're arrogant. They're classless. I think every win this year has an asterisk next to it.
Yep.
They lost the Bronx in round one. Mm. They've already won a couple. They don't deserve another one. Their stadium has a shit name. The list goes on and on. They don't deserve to win the comp. I think that's all of them.
Okay, so who's going first? Roosters.
Roosters.
Knights.
Gone.
Waz.
Raiders.
Who?
Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. I think they're Raiders. I'm like, they are gone.
Raiders.
Who was fourth there? Storm. Don't like them.
Dog shit.
Mm. And Penrith is the biggest. Who does that leave?
I don't know, actually.
Drow, do you know?
I think it might be called the Broncos.
I'll do it too. You can leave me out of it.
There you go, boys.
Miss me with that shit.
With all the stats, trends, and betting you need to know, this is The Offload.
Don't argue, Liam.
Top player of the round, we're going to talk about an NRLW player.
I like
this.
Yes, please. Yes. Tamika Upton.
No, it's Jamie Chapman from the Titans.
Yeah, she was also good.
She scored a hat trick for the Titans against the Eels.
What was that paying?
$67.
Oh, I was on her for one, not for three.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, four punters were on her for three. The biggest being $20 in $1,300.
Yes.
Bravo.
Touché. Love to hear that.
Not bad at all.
Outstanding. Who are the punters' pals?
Punters' pals, consistent players of the week. None of them are playing this week, but Black book them for next week. Hey, yeah. We've got Sol and Cobbo. So Cobbo has scored at least one try, 8 of his last 10 appearances at Suncorp Stadium.
Yep.
And Cobbo was only 3 tries short of Steve Renner's record for most tries by a Bronco in the season. So
surprised that you didn't hold that one.
No, no way. I didn't have enough games. Oh, sad. Move on.
Sorry. Speaking of Broncos greats, Reece Walsh. Walshy has scored a try in each of his last 3 appearances for the Bronx and is probably good money to go over once again against the Warriors of the Knights next week. And then a real surprising player from the Panthers is Liam Martin. Marto has scored a try in each of the last 4 games.
That's obviously a move that's just working over and over again.
Yeah. He's the best back row in the comp right
now. He's not broken at the moment.
Yeah, right, okay. Have you got any tips for week 2 of the finals?
I do, and both of these tips got up last week. So we're going to try and go back to it again. Storm v Roosters. Melbourne has won both halves in each of its last 4 games at Amy Park, and 7 of the last 8 night matches between Melbourne and Sydney at Amy Park have gone under the total match points line. So Melbourne, half-time, full-time, and under 40.5 points you can get for $2.91.
Okay.
And then in the New Zealand-Newcastle game, New Zealand has failed to cover the line in each of its last 5 matches. 6 of the last 7 games between the two sides have gone under the total match points line. So Newey plus 5.5 and under 41.5 points, you can get that for $2.95.
Yeah, okay. I like that as well.
Don't hate that at all. What about if you're not first, you're last?
I struggled to find some stats for this one because Stags, To'o, Katoa and Mazu were all incredibly short first try scorers this week. But we took a live bet between the 50th and the 53rd minute on the Broncos game for Ricky to be the next try scorer.
$23.
Reece Walsh scored at the 50th, and then Ricky scored at the 53rd. So there was a really small window to get on.
They've gone with that to say that they were going to score in the next 3 minutes.
Got on the next try. But he's only had that small window to get on.
The best live betting I've ever heard of.
A couple of punters found Tom Starling for last try scorer at $51.
Just as good as first try scorer, really. Yeah.
Technically, not first or last.
The hospital passes are the massive bets that didn't get up.
Finals footy must attract the bigger punters in here because we've got some of the biggest numbers I've seen all year. So we had 10K on the Storm to cover plus 4.5.
That one never looked likely.
Not to be. We had $32,500 on the Roosters 13 plus.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
We had an alternate line on the Panthers. We had $50,000, $50,000 on the Panthers minus 31.5.
And they won by 30, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or 28. Oh, that's even more sickening. You'd prefer it not to go close, honestly.
Oh,
and
rough.
Then
this put the one, money on.
This
we,
one.
We had $63,700 on the Newcastle Knights 13 plus.
What were they?
That went to a golden point.
What
golden
were they
point.
Thinking?
Yeah. I don't know.
He must have listened to us on the potty last
Yeah.
Did you do that? Yeah. Sorry about Oscar, everyone.
Suckers.
The incorrect groundings are the multis that fell one leg short.
Yeah, found a 9-leg multi here, $25 into what could have been $24,000.
Oh,
yuck. So we've got Broncos head-to-head.
Misses on. Oh, no. Yeah, I've just seen it.
Broncos head-to-head, unders in the first half.
Nice.
Unders total points.
Yep.
He's gone Stags anytime. Walsh anytime, Meany or Cobbo to score anytime, Arthurs or Cobbo to have one try combined, and he's missed on Will Warbrick anytime.
Oh my God.
He's been scoring the every game. Fun this season, honestly. That is a sick miss.
Well, that's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't pick Warbrick. Futures forecast, you're just going to give us an update of where everyone's sitting now.
Yeah, I'll update you on the teams that are left. So the Penrith Panthers have firmed $2.40 into $2.10. Broncos are $3 into $2.50. The Storm are $6.50 out to $11. The Warriors are $12 out to $15. The Knights are $17 out to $21. And the Roosters have held at $23.
Gives you a pretty fair indication as to where the bookies think the grand final is going to lie, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell the miso, finally.
Yeah, a couple of nice wins over the weekend, mainly for Oscar, but I'll rattle them all off. Oscar and I both had Stags anytime at
$3.
Nice. Yep. I hit on that tip earlier, Panthers halftime, full-time, and unders at $2.80. Oscar-backed Jess Elliston anytime try scorer in the Titans v Eels game at $6.60.
Very nice.
Those have been your bread and butter this year. The anytime try scorers at enormous prices.
He's just puffed up his chest something fierce there.
Yeah.
And then Oscar.
So much on it. I had a responsible amount on Jessica Ellison last weekend.
And then Oscar finished the weekend with the Knights 1-12. Dom Young anytime at $5.
Yum.
Not bad at all.
What about the punters?
Let's talk about the punters. I found a pretty good one on the Knights game. Clearly followed Oscar's bet, but added a bit more to it. Three legs, $30 into $6,000.
Yes, tell me.
Knights 1-12.
Nice.
Dom Young 2 or more.
Nice, I had that too. Yes, go, keep going.
And James Schiller 2 or more.
Odds of
193.
Well done. Well done.
That's a good get.
That's a throw at the dartboard.
Me likey.
The Neds NRL Punting Podcast Multi.
So, Liam, following on from the offload, plenty of green ticks in the open groups the last few weeks.
Yeah, few big ticks everywhere. The NFL group popped off this week, just quietly.
I don't care about that. How can we not convert this into a multi-win, for goodness sake? 2 weeks ago, I was the only one to find a winning leg. Last week, I was the only one not to find a winning leg. Doesn't that just sum up our season?
Took Crichton?
Crichton anytime.
And he got so close to scoring.
Does winger outside him scored a double.
Well, he reached out
and he
better
put
of it.
Yeah. Back.
Yep.
Just makes me sick. That turned out to be a $14 multi as well.
Yep.
Now it's going to be a similar situation this week. We're recording on Tuesday afternoon and we have a couple of anytime try scorers, so we've got to wait for the team list to come out.
Yep.
There will be a price from Wednesday morning and Liam will whack it straight into the NRL open group. We are kicking off with you, Gerald.
Yeah, I've dabbled in the Melbourne and the Roosters game. I think, like I said before early in the potty, I think the Roosters played their game last week and it was a tight one. I think they'll be a bit tired. The Storm didn't really do anything, so I think they'll be fresh. Mm-hmm. I'm going 13 plus the Melbourne Storm.
Could not agree with you more. $2.10. Oscar, you're staying in that game.
Yeah, I'm going a bit contradictory to Dural, but it's easy to see both these legs hitting. I've taken Jackson Bolo to score any time, presuming he'll be on the right wing for the Roosters. Mm-hmm. They're missing a back five that most clubs in the NRL would like this week. Joe Manu as a fullback, Paul Momorowski and Billy Smith in the centres, and Joseph Suali'i and Daniel Tupou on the other wing. Mental blank there. So that's five really big outs for the Chooks. But I like their right edge. Melbourne's left edge got hammered. Broncos made Trent Loiero and Cam Munster a target. And I think the Chooks can do that too. So, yeah, Jackson Polo anytime.
Okay, we don't have a price on that yet, but I assume it'll be in the twos somewhere. Yeah. Yep. Liam.
We needed to do something different this week, boys, and I've taken head-to-head and line bets all year. This is the first time I'm taking a try scorer.
I like it.
I'm in the Warriors game. I'm taking Dallin Watene-Zelezniak anytime. He's been incredible all year.
The curls get the girls.
Let's go.
Boy, don't they? I'm assuming we'll get probably about even money for him anytime. Mind you, he's been a little bit shorter a few times.
$1.95. Let's hopefully we get $1.95.
Yeah.
He will be favourite in the market, that is for sure. Finally, I'm staying in that game, obviously. There's only two to pick from this week. Going back to the Warriors, I thought the value here was 1-12 for that stat that you said before about how they haven't been covering the line. But I think they'll win the game. So I think the 1-12, $2.80 for that line.
We're going to get close to maybe $20 for that multi.
I think it'll be a little bit less than that.
70?
Don't listen to
that. Close to?
Obviously, price is subject to change. Last week you said $12 and we ended up getting 14.
I said 14 to 15. And you said, whoa.
What, plus two, $22 then? Sure.
All right. Well, punters, check back in the NRL open group from Wednesday morning. It's also going to be available at neds.com.au or on the Neds app. Look for it there.
Yes.
All right, guys, it's that time of the week. We're going to have a final thought. Oscar, how did you go in the grand final last week?
Yeah. Good question.
The boys got up.
Congratulations. That's huge. And you captained the team, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't say that last week.
I'm humble. I'm humble.
Are you?
No, I didn't know I was going to be captain, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
But no, it was great.
Did you get the medal and the free Eagle Boys pizza afterwards?
No, Eagle Boys.
Oh, that's a
shame. I have to speak to Trav.
I don't think they exist anymore. They've gone to receivership.
Remember when I was playing soccer at 5 years old?
They had the nicest, thickest, fluffiest pizza.
Yes, they did. Yeah, the hounds got up and I... not anyone, I'm sure, Drell, you'll attest to this, at any level, not many people get to retire a winner, so I'm very thankful.
You're hanging him up.
Are you retiring, are you?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, wow. Yeah. Yep. All the UQ Hounds fans that listen to
Look,
us.
Look, I might play old boys game next year, but...
But yeah, no, I'm done.
Well, I was about to come back to the Dragons. So I can breathe easy.
Definitely
now.
Retire then. Retire. Yeah. Before he comes back, retire, please.
All right, have you got a final thought for us?
Yeah, I just want to shout out to Wade Graham, who retired in that Sharks loss on the weekend. He was one of my favourite players growing up. Hell of a utility value. He's tough as anything, very skillful. So yeah. Shout out to Wade.
Shout out to Mitchell Pearce as well, who's hung the boots up as well, finally. I think over 300 and something games professionally. Obviously, a lot of Origin games that he probably want to forget about.
You're just loving a drive-by, aren't you?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We're all backhanded congratulations.
What do you want me to say? That was shit when he was playing.
Just leave that out. That's what I want you to do.
He's a great bloke, though. He's a great bloke. Yeah, you know.
But God, he was bad at Origin.
He's got a, you know, he loves pets. His favorite thing, so.
Did you see? Let's steer away from that. Is that your final thought? Liam, what have you got?
I was going to give Oscar a shout out because I watched that whole game. I'm a sucker for uni footy. The NFL's back. I'm very excited about that.
Shut up, mate.
I don't want to hear about your NFL.
You asked my final thought.
Okay.
It's my time.
We want a rugby league.
I watched some today.
No, you know what?
I watched some NFL today.
Okay. Yeah.
We did ask for his final thought.
I've run out of stuff to say.
Because we might kill him after his final thought. That might be it.
Up the waz.
What are we calling this podcast?
We said it at the start.
Break
it,
Pepe Le Pew. I don't know.
What did we say at the start? God. How do we do this every week? That was a genius line, and then we've completely forgotten.
We're idiots. That's why.
Yeah.
We're imbeciles.
Yeah.
I'll remember it.
Okay. Check your screens, punters. That's what we decided to call it. All right. I'll listen to this before I post it, punters. So thanks for listening to. Enjoy the footy this weekend. If you're having a bet, always remember to gamble responsibly.
Go.
Thanks for listening to the Neds NRL Punting Podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.